There's no better place to spend an educational few hours than a museum. And if you are a petrolhead or someone who loves anything and everything to do with cars, then the Beijing Auto Museum is a place to be right now. The latest offering examines the relationship between people, life, and the motor car. Michael Furman is an American photographer who has pictures on display at the museum.
A lot of the history of the 20th century wraps around the history of the automobile. And the automobile greatly changed everyone's culture. It's impacted politics, wars. I mean, if you think about the oil needs and how important the Middle East became because of oil, because of cars. So the impact of the automobile goes well beyond transportation.
Furman has about 20 works being shown in the exhibition, alongside images from five other U.S. photo artists. But the photography of car lovers in China has not been neglected. Yang Rui is the director of the Beijing Auto Museum.
汽车作为国际友人交流的时候，完全可以跨国界。
People's love of cars goes way beyond international borders. Today's event is aimed at strengthening ties between the two nations in auto culture and also enable China to establish a dialogue on autos with the outside world.
Yang Rui believes the photography exhibition is a good reflection of the theme of International Museum Day 2016.Museums and cultural landscapes, through a full display of the development of American automobile culture all the way through to modern auto life in China. Divided into five parts, visitors to the exhibition are especially attracted to the section named The Old Miracle. That fills American photographer Michael Furman with a sense of pride and joy.
The photographs that we're showing in this exhibition, I think, present a side of American culture that Chinese people have never seen before. In my case, the cars are from all around the world, but they're very unusual. Many of them are from the 1930s, and I'm sure most people have never seen them. And when people see them, they get very excited. We think of them as works of art, and that they belong. The cars themselves are in museums, and they're very expressive of the artistic trends at the time.
What adds the significance to this event launched on Museum Day is that it also provides China with a reference as to how to involve, share, and give full play to all the factors of auto society to achieve the green, coordinated, and innovative development of people, car, life, and society. The International Council of Museums created International Museum Day in 1977.Every year since then, museums worldwide have been invited to participate to promote the role of museums around in the world by organizing enjoyable and free activities based around a theme for the year. For Studio Plus, I'm Wang Lei.